hear the azan and say the same words, repeat the words of the muazzin. What the muazzin is saying, you repeat the same words that the muazzin is saying. For example, the muazzin is saying Allahu Akbar. Then when the muazzin says Allahu Akbar, you say Allahu Akbar. Like that, when the muazzin says Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, then when the muazzin says that, then you say at that time, at that pause, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Muazzin says Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, then you say Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Except for the words where the muazzin says Hayya ala salah, yeah, there's two poles, there's two opinions. One is that you say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And one riwayat, because of riwayat like this, say the words where Rasulullah SAW say the words of the muazzin. Therefore, sometimes ulama say, they also sometimes you can say the words of the muazzin. But if you prefer is a person at that time say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. An explanation that is given why at this particular time when the muazzin is saying Hayya ala salah, you say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When he's saying Hayya ala falah, you say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Because you don't create a situation or a scenario of mukr. Islam is very, very careful. For example, somebody is telling you, come to eat, and then you tell the person, come to eat. The person is telling you, come, we go somewhere, you tell him, come, we go somewhere. In other words, you are repeating the same call that he's given for a specific thing, so now it's almost as though you're mocking that person. So therefore, to avoid that situation, you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Anyway, this hadith is telling us that we must repeat the words of the muazzin. And now, further Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adds, ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيَّ. Then, after the azan is finished, send salawat upon me, send durood upon me. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining what the benefit is of sending durood. Therefore, before we start the dua after azan, we should be reciting durood sharif first, and then we start the dua after azan. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتًا. That person that sends salawat upon me one time, he then reads one durood and he sends upon me, sallallahu alayhi bihi ashara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down 10 special mercies upon this person. He just sent durood upon me one time. Allah Pak sends 10 special mercies upon him. So every time a person is sending one durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't realize that he's getting 10 special mercies coming upon him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thumma sallallaha li al-wasila. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me wasila. فَإِنَّهَا مَنْزِلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, what is this wasila? فَإِنَّهَا مَنْزِلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَا تَنْبَغِي إِلَّا لِعَبْدٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. وَرُسُلُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, humility. He said, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me this wasila. فَإِنَّهَا مَنْزِلَةٌ. This wasila is a station in Jannah. Is a specific station, specific place in Jannah, that it is only reserved for one special servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I hope, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I hope it will be me. Amen. The greatest of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not boasting that it will be me. Arju an akuna huwa. He says, Arju an akuna ana huwa. I am hoping that this special station will be for me. So therefore, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant it to me. Ulama explains to us, this was the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no doubt that he was the greatest of creation, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The existence of the heaven and earth is because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But some lesson we learn from here is, look at the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me this station. I'm hoping that this is reserved for one person. I'm hoping that it will be reserved for me. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَمَنْ سَأَلَ لِي الْوَسِيلَةِ حَلَّتْ لَهُ الشَّفَاعَةِ. What is the benefit for making this particular dua, the dua after azan, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this wasila? In the dua we say, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wat damma wasal wasila. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that what is the reward of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this wasila? فَمَنْ سَأَلَ لِي الْوَسِيلَةِ حَلَّتْ لَهُ الشَّفَاعَةِ. That person that asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me this wasila, this station, then my intercession for that person becomes ummati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be very desirous on the day of Qiyamah to get to intercede on behalf of his ummah, but he will first have to wait for the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to intercede. So he's saying that person that makes this dua after azan, he reads this and asks for wasila for me, then my shafa'at for him will be permitted. I will be allowed to intercede on this person's behalf. One more short hadith and we terminate. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ النِّدَاءِ فَقُولُوا كَمَا يَقُولُ الْمُعَزِّنِ. And Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says that when the azan is called out, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the azan is called out, then repeat the words of the muazzin, muttafaqun alayh. You might wonder that this hadith sounds like almost the same as the hadith before it. But what is the benefit of this? This ulama explained that when muhaddisin bring hadiths, then they bring the different riwayats sometimes, so a person can see different riwayats that come in the hadith. Like this hadith telling us, فَقُولُوا كَمَا يَقُولُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ, say the words like how the muazzin is saying the words. In other words, repeat it exactly like the muazzin. And I told you that there's another hadith that explains even further that when a person muazzin is saying حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ, at that time you should read لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So this is the fun and the beauty of muhaddisin, is they'll bring the different hadiths to show us that this is the different words and the different poles and the different speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes the different angles and the different ways that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the hadith also comes before us. This hadith is mentioned in the Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. Ulama explain another thing, is that this is actually a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. It's not that we're doing any favor upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by making this dua after azan. This is not a favor that we're doing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's an opportunity that Allah Pak is giving us. Because this station is already guaranteed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it's opportunity for us to say that we are also able to make some dua and send some salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hakikat and reality is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not dependent on our duas for him. Allah Pak has already granted him that stage, but it's actually a favor upon us that we got some opportunity and some share in making dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, how could we have made dua for such a great personality when we and ourselves are so in need? So this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. He's given us a chance that we can also get this brilliant reward of the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becoming permitted for us on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.